Hey everybody, hi, welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio Hour, episode 309. I'm your host, Vince. How are you? You guys look fantastic. As usual, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to spend it with me. Like I said, my name is Vince. Welcome to the show. Some fun things to talk about, and I want to start it off by just saying thank you to the Patreon. If you'd like to support the show in any capacity, check out the link in the description below. Some of the tiers allow you to watch these episodes get recorded live. You become part of a studio audience. One of my favorite perks that we offer around these here parts. I want to start off the show, the program, by talking about something that I never thought would ever happen. And it's happening. It's apparently the thing. The PS2 and Xbox game is getting remastered, and I only bring this up for two reasons. One, The Thing is one of my favorite movies of all time, and two, quite literally nothing else happened this week that I can talk about. I'm recording this on June the... Of course, my watch has died. Hold on. I'll get the date for you. I don't want to edit. Let's see if I can just keep saying things. June the 5th, 2024 in the year of your Lord, and... Everything's gonna happen on the 9th. So by time this comes out, all of the big news has happened, and I don't know what it is. So next episode is probably gonna be a little more stacked than this one. That being said, The Thing is coming out again. Let me get the tweet up. By way of Kyle, I got from Night Dive Studios on Twitter, who wants to guess the game we'll be announcing this Friday at IGN Live? Hint. And it's a face. Is a face and some teeth. And, gross. And then Kyle messaged me and it just says, Vince, all caps. And then from Knob, K-N-O-E-B-E-L-B-R-O-E-T. I'm dyslexic. Night Dive Studios is teasing The Thing Remastered with a question mark. I own The Thing on PS2 and I never played it. I wanted to try to figure out a way to stream it. But I never played it, and John Carpenter was like, yo, this is a direct continuation of the movie. Like, I'm taking it as canon. Also, there's a comic that's considered to be canon that I've never read, but I watched a video on once. But we're getting that. Everything big is coming out on the 9th, on the Friday, the day before this episode is even published. That's when all the big stuff is coming out. E3 doesn't exist anymore, so we're just getting these little, like, PlayStation Direct, Xbox Direct. IGN is doing this. We'll probably get some announcements here or there from other people. This is what we're getting. It's sad to not see E3 again, our old pal, our old buddy, our old friend, but it gave up the ghost a couple years ago. And this is usually a time where Kyle and I would get really, really excited for what the year is going to bring us. And we just can't, like, really dive deep into it. Maybe not that next episode, but the episode following, if Kyle's down, maybe we'll do a little, like, hey, E3, not E3 2024. What do we think? How are we feeling? What did we see that we liked? What did we see that we didn't like? What do we think about what's coming out? What have you? I love this movie. And if this game gets remade, this is a day one purchase for me. Personally, this is a day one purchase for me. If it's updated and they do quality of life stuff, I hope they don't just do, here's a reskin, but hey, here's quality of life stuff. Here's new stuff. Maybe get Kurt Russell to actually voice. I don't think he does in this one. Get Keith David to voice. I don't think he does in the game. Who knows? I don't know. It'd be cool. It's one of my favorite movies and I'd like to see it. If you guys are looking forward to anything that comes out, or you know what? This will be after all of the big announcements. So why don't you just leave a comment of what you liked or what you saw? Because I'm interested. I know you must be interested. It's that time of year. It's June. We hear about all the good stuff. All the good stuff comes out in November. And we'll see how happy we are. This week's lore, I would really like to get into. What we're doing is we're finishing up another trilogy of sorts. I did the main three protagonists from the Fallout show. Then I did the second set of three protagonists. And it started with Hank McClane, and then we went to Norm McClane. And now we're at the last one in that trilogy, which just so happens to be Norm and Lucy's cousin. Before I can get into any of that, I have to thank the Patreon. On screen now should be some names. Because of these fine folks, they all appreciate the show. They want to see the show get bigger and better. And if you check out the Patreon, which there is a link in the description below, if you check that out, there's tiers. You could change your tier at any time. The $1 tier being the cheapest and the $10 tier for some people who could have the opportunity to watch these episodes get recorded live on a Wednesday at about 8:30 Mountain Standard to 8:30 PM Mountain Standard Time. I want to thank these people real quick because of them the show continues to grow. Starting at the top, I have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Marcus. Thank you, Marcus. After Marcus, I have to thank Mellow Millhouse. Thank you to Mellow Millhouse. After Mellow Millhouse, I have to thank Captain Lennox. Thank you to Captain Lennox. And last but certainly not least, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog. Like I have said, allow me to reiterate. These people believe in the show, they like the show, they want to see it get bigger, they want to see it grow. I have to thank you. I just did thank you. I love you. Thank you for sticking around. Lore. So like I said, I wanted to talk about the three protagonists, and I went through the whole rigmarole of the first three, and then the rigmarole of the next two, and I've done Lucy, I've done Maximus, I've done the Ghoul slash Cooper Howard, so you kind of got two right there. I also have done Norm McLean, and I've done Hank McLean at this point, and now it's time to finish off what I believe to be the last of the main three protagonists from the Fallout TV show, and that is Chet. Who we don't know his last name yet, but he's Norm and Lucy's cousin, who he had a weird sexual relationship, but they have rules for things like that down there. So if you'd like to hear any lore, and I mean any lore whatsoever from the Fallout series, be it the show, the board games, the comic, the games, the show, the board game, the comics, anything, the extended universe, the Bethesda universe, the Interplay universe, anything, check out the Patreon, because even from the $1 tier to the $10 tier, your voice is heard every week when I ask a poll, I ask a question in that poll, and you will get your voice heard when it comes time to choose the lore. And this week's lore, by way of the Ghoulman Entertainment Patreon, I bring to you on Chet from Fallout on Prime. Chet's one of my favorite types of archetypes in a show, and it's the idiot who knows he's an idiot. And he's an idiot, but he's not a bad person. Chet means really, really well in all things that he does. He has a big heart. He actually cares. He falls in love with his cousin. But they have rules for things like that down there. And he can't quite get over it, but he finds himself in another predicament towards the end of the first season. But he's a character who just kind of wants to skirt by. He doesn't want more. He doesn't want less. He just, honestly, if it's a scale from 1 to 10, he wants like 4.5, 4.8. He just wants to get on with it. Like, he just wants to be a person in the room of a society. I have written down here that he's aggressively passive. He's just going to go with the flow. We see later on, like I said, he gets himself into another predicament. He's kind of manipulated by another dweller by the name of Stephanie into doing some things that maybe he doesn't even want to do, but it's comfortable and it'll keep him safe and he's okay with that. When the going gets tough, Chet gets to hiding. He's a member of Vault 33 and later will become a member of Vault 32. He's Norm and Lucy's cousin. He's Norm's best friend and Lucy's weird cousin boyfriend who they have rules against things like that down there. He's still in love with Lucy and can't quite beat the affection that he has for her. They did 10 years of cousin stuff and they have rules against that type of thing down there. In the episode, The End and the Head, Chet is the gatekeeper for Vault 33. And we find out what the gatekeeper is essentially a person who takes the little piece off of his pit boy and bops it into the control thingy. These are all scientific terms. Bops it into the control thingy, and then the door between 32 and 33 opens. This is a title. This is a job. This is something he's actually quite proud of. And as I'll talk about a little bit later, he loses his position as the gatekeeper because he abuses it to allow Lucy to leave the vault in search of Hank McLean. Even during that scene when they're trying to trade Lucy, they're not even trading Lucy, they're trying to trade a bunch of supplies, a bunch of wheat, a bunch of food for Monty, who is then going to be Lucy's new husband, he tries to delay it. He keeps saying, oh, it's not working, oh, it's not working, and Lucy's like, hey, we did 10 years of cousin stuff, but we have rules against that kind of thing down here. He's so aggressively passive, but at one point you do actually see him retaliate a little bit against the Raiders, which I'll get into in a second, by closing the vault door on a Raider, and you see him get cut in half. Now, during the fight, he's not seen to do much else but this when Lucy is married, and then they consummate the marriage, and then you see the entire vault revolt, the 32 raiders revolt against the 33 dwellers. This is the only time you get to see him do anything that's remotely violent, is by shutting the door on this guy, this raider. And then he will use his powers again as the gatekeeper, like I said, after this, when they want to go find Hank, to open the main door to Santa Monica. And he will lose his title, and here in my notes I have just written down unemployment with an exclamation mark. In the episode The Ghouls, we're a little more introduced to Steph Harper, who becomes his, like, pseudo-love interest. Now, Steph is from Vault 31 originally, which I'll talk about a little bit towards the end of this lore segment, but her husband, Bert, died during the Battle of 33 in the atrium when the Raiders revolt against the Dwellers. Her husband dies, and she's pregnant with his baby. And I said this before in the Norm lore video, that I believe this technically makes him a cuck, like in the literal sense, not like to meme on him, but he begins to then take care of somebody else's child. Steph Harper brings him a box of his clothing, a box of Bert, her ex-husband, her dead husband's clothing, brings it to Chet, and then makes him wear a cardigan that's like two sizes too small. And not that Chet's fat. Chet's actually like a well-built character. Physically, I mean. But he's wearing like a cardigan that's way too small. And then the two of them just start making out, and, I don't know if they have sex. I have written in my notes, they begin kissing and having sex. Kinda? Hand stuff? Because, he's like fiddling around down there, and he just goes, "That's one wet lady!" And it's just the worst line with the best line delivery I've ever heard in my life, especially for like a TV show. If it was in a movie, that's one thing, but a televised program, even better. So her water breaks on him, or in him, not in him, because that would imply something else, but while he's in her, maybe, she has this baby, and then he will slowly just adopt the kid. He's just like, all right, I guess I'm taking care of this kid now. Sometime during this, after this, Norm just shows up, and he's like, hey man, we gotta go check out what's going on in 33. And Chet's like, oh yeah, okay, right, sure. And they just leave, and they find out that everything that was going on in 32, they see that all the dwellers were probably dead for years. They died trying to get into 31, and that it was a complete revolt on the inside. It wasn't just the raiders who showed up. The raiders took advantage of a good situation. They got lucky, and now they're trying to figure out, what the fuck does any of this mean for them? What does it mean for the other dwellers? What did it mean for the raiders? They sneak in, and they sneak out, and at some point when they get back from 32, Betty, who is now the overseer, because Hank is gone, who's another person from Vault 31, Betty is then saying that they're going to send some of the people from 33 to 32 to repopulate 32, and we find out that Chet is going to Vault 32 with Steph Harper, and because Steph Harper is from 31 originally, she's going to be 32's stand-in overseer. While all of this is happening, Norm is very adamant in saying, like, I need to find out what's going on. There's a point where Betty says to him, like, you're a McLean. Your words carry weight. And he's just like, yeah, I know, I get it. All right, fine. And then he goes looking for the answers. And Betty knows that he's looking for the answers, and Chet knows that he's looking for the answers. And when Chet gets put into 32, Norm goes to, this is my favorite line of dialogue in the whole show. Norm goes to like say goodbye to him, but also tell him that he's disappointed that he's just giving up so he can go take care of somebody else's kid. And like with a smile, Norm goes, you're a coward, Chet. And Chet goes, yeah, we all are, Norm. We live in a vault. And it's just the perfect line. Like, I didn't think I was going to care this much about the kid from Hannah Montana and a dude who is taking a cuck, is taking care of somebody else's child. And this show ended, and I just loved it. There's not that much on Chet. I have a feeling we're going to hear a lot about him in season two. That's all we really see from him in the story. He's a character with so much personality. Even though we see him for such a small amount of time, and even more than his personality, he has a ton of potential. And I hope you enjoy Chet, the very wet lady, and his potential, because that is this week's lore. Hey, everybody. How's it going? Segment three time. Everything is happening on Friday. Everything's just going to happen on the 9th of June. That's what I'm seeing. That's what everything looks like. I really hope we get a Fallout 3 remake remaster or something. There we go. Something Mandark in this bitch. Hey, everybody. This is what I want to say for the segment three. Not much to say, but this is what I want to say. Do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just do it. Just go ahead and do it. Do whatever you gotta do. Just ask. Just whatever you need, ask. I mean, ask anybody. Do you need help? Do you need reassurance? Do you need assistance? Ask. The worst thing they can say is no. I don't care what it is. Apply for a new job. Ask somebody out. Get a car loan. The worst they're going to say is no. I'd rather have somebody tell me no than me sit there and go, damn, I didn't even ask. Just, you know, these small revelations that you make throughout the day that I feel like I should bring up here. For some reason, people listen to me, and I feel like if I could impart something upon the people other than just that I like a game a little too much and that I've been playing the same one since 08, like, why not try? You know, because you have to try, man, because that's all you can do is you can try and you can ask. You know, go to work tomorrow. Hey, can I get a raise? No. All right, cool. But at least you ask why. I mean, I personally would go, why? I say, why can't I get a raise? And then they'd be like, well, it's not in the budget. And I'd go, well, how much do you make? And they'd be like, what do you mean? And I was like, well, how much do you make? And how much of a raise did you get from last year to this year? And do you really think that's fair? I'm doing all the labor. You know, what are you doing other than sitting at a desk? Oh my God, you're delegating tasks to other people? Can't you do that with like a goldfish and some ping pong balls or some shit? Whatever. Ask, bro. Just go up to somebody and be like, hey, can I have your number? Hey, do you guys want to get food after work? Anybody want to try this new taco spot that opened up across town? Does anybody have a really good recipe for chicken tikka masala? I know the British do. By way of the Indians. Just ask somebody something. And you know what? If you need to improve your asking abilities, start small. Go to work tomorrow and you see the person who you sit across from or work across from, or you see them in another department and they always have a shirt on from that anime you like, or they have that thing in their hair that reminds you of that thing that someone from a thing had in their hair or something. Go up to that person and be like, hey man, what's your favorite ice cream? You a mint chocolate chip kind of fella? You a raucous road kind of fella? What are you into? What gets you ready to party? What's going on? It's like little things like this. Like, I've been trying to journal more, and I write things down, and I realize as I write things down that it's like, oh, this is something that I feel like most people know, but they don't know how to say to other people, and I'm writing it down, so I'm saying it to myself. Someone came to me and asked me for advice about something simple. I don't know if I could answer it, but right now, this is what is inspiring me. I learned this from my mom. Like, to be completely honest, my mom was the one who was just like, hey, man, the worst they can say is no. I mean, if you say to someone like, yo, can I know your daughter biblically? Like, they could say no, and they might shoot you. So, you know, don't ask a stupid question, but you could ask these questions. Just something I wanted to talk about. Something on my mind. I hope you guys have enjoyed this week's episode. A little on the shorter side, I know. But like I said, everything's happening next week. And the following, most likely. If you like the intro music, it's by the one and only Shane Ivers. You can get all of his music at silvermansounds.com/freemusic. And there is a link in the description below to such sounds. Our show's intro is called Feather Duster. And it's a heater. It's a slapper. It's a smacker. I love it. There's links in the description to my Twitter, the show's Twitter, and Kyle's Twitter. And while you're down there, check out the links to the Patreon. There's a bunch of tiers down there. You can watch these episodes get recorded live in front of a studio audience if you like. There's also a link to the Redbubble where you can get some merch. You can do a bunch of fun stuff down there. Send Kyle a tweet. Say, hello, Papa. And he might say hello back. Hope you guys have enjoyed this week's episode. I hope you guys have a great week. I hope whatever we get hit with this weekend, while this is coming out, you enjoy. I love you guys, and I'll be seeing you next week.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
This has been a production made by your friends at Ghoulman Entertainment.